this dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Today, I am sitting with Chantal DeGroat and Lily Burnett, and they are the leadership of The Color of Now. And they are doing some incredible things. I wanted to have them describe those things to everyone so that you can come and be a part of this wonderful undertaking. So explain, well, first of all, you've got an event coming up called What's Race Got to Do With It? And it's an interview and open discussion with Kevin Jones of the August Wilson Red Door Project on Monday, July 11th. The doors will open at 7, the discussion at 7:30. Now, while I'm not sure this podcast is going to get up before that, what I will do is we can put it in print on the site itself, and then we can talk about this event, just because I'm sure what you're going to talk about is going to be really fascinating. So what does that particular event include?
Well, the What's Race Got to Do With It event with Kevin Jones is going to be an exploration into some of the topics and perspectives that lie below the surface of, I think, what a lot of people have come to expect as the average talk about race. And Kevin has done a lot of work in his life, in his personal life and in his work life, to explore race and culture and what brought us to where we are. And he has really designed some unique workshops around race that approach the dynamics of it and the personal level of how we are with each other just as human beings, and how that unfolds and leads us to race problems, like in the workplace or in our public lives.
Misunderstandings,
all sorts of things. And so I'm really excited because a lot of people want to do better. They want to, we all want to understand it more and improve our own relationships with people that are different from us.
Challenge ourselves to question our own behavior.
But you can't really do that unless you look inward and ask some certain questions about yourself and just about the world, you know, on the macro level. So Kevin has a really great way of going in and out of the tiny details of just one-on-one relationships of what we do, as well as ways to dig into our personal hurts and holes and how they got there and how we express them to people that are different than us. So it's this kind of big picture and ultra zoomed in picture of the dynamic that's happening right now.
It's really interesting because obviously there are a million things at play. There's race, there's gender, there's religion. All the lens of who we think's more important than other people for any reason whatsoever, you know, why you think, you know, where you come from, well, it's what you know, and how you come up against that and challenge yourself to open up to, you know, equality for all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and what The Color of Now is we're a group that's aiming to have discussion events at least 4 times a year, and each one is going to be on a topic about social justice. It's always going to involve artists in Portland, as well as activists in Portland, and you. When you show up, you will get to interact with the artists and the activists by anonymously submitting questions into our fuzzy box. We call it the fuzzy box because it's for the fuzzy gray area questions that may feel uncomfortable to come outright and ask, or feel a little charged, and the anonymity of being able to put the question in the box and talk about it as a group may take the pressure off that would have prevented you from otherwise asking it.
Right. It's so fantastic that you're putting artists with activists, with, you know, general public, people, of course, coming from all sorts of wonderful, you know, backgrounds and histories, because I've been thinking a lot about how I, as an artist, can show my process in my work. And I think sometimes the process that we encounter in our work is the same kind of process you encounter when you're trying to look at something completely new and digest it and examine it. Yeah. I unpack it and then put it back and make some changes if you want to.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all about process. And so what we're trying to do is create a process for a larger group of people to be involved in. Mm-hmm. So it's not, so the artists don't feel like they're working just on their own process in the art world, and the activists don't feel like they're just working on their organizing in the activism world. And so that you don't feel like an innocent bystander sitting at home reading about it on Facebook. Come hang out with us, mm-hmm. and we're all going to come together, and we're all going to talk, because I have a feeling we're all asking each other the same questions.
So with this kind of topic, I would think people might be a little trepidatious about, okay, now what's it look like? It's going to be held at 17 Southeast 8th Avenue, which is the Imago space, where, and it's hosted by Third Rail, who's also working at that space. So it's a very large space. You're going to be in the big, in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you encourage the space to have a feeling of openness, like where you feel like you can really say something that might be like, oh, if I say this, someone might be mad?
Yeah, well, you know, our events are pretty hip.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come to a Color of Now event, mm-hmm. there will always be live music. So that will be welcoming you in. There will always be another sort of art form there, and this time around we have Joe Gibson doing an excerpt from Hands Up that Kevin is directing now, and they are performing now.
Keep your eyes open if you're listening to for Hands Up, which is an incredible event that is sponsored by the August Wilson Red Door Project and Kevin Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remarkable project.
It's mm-hmm. it's an awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it's a poetic play.
Mm-hmm.
And so the selection that Joseph Gibson will be performing is a piece from Hands Up that works with the thread of the show that we are creating with Kevin, so the through line of the show. So we very thoughtfully bring in our musicians and our artists,
mm-hmm.
and our musician is Ben Graves, who is an excellent jazz guitarist in town,
mm-hmm.
and we selected him because Kevin wanted jazz guitar, because Kevin is a, well, I don't know if he wants people to know this, but he's a professional classical guitarist and has a love for jazz as well.
Well, boy, am I glad to know that.
So it's part of another one of his many lives.
Well, what's cool about it, I mean, just from a musician standpoint, of course, is when you know, as a classical musician, I just did a music festival and I was listening to a lot of classical music, and then I sang a Pops concert. And, you know, jazz bends the rules, opens doors, opens, you know, locked things, you know, it's super cool. I can see, you know, that jazz can help open things up.
Yeah. And we feel like bringing in the art and the music, that's a way of welcoming people. Music moves through people's bones and through their energy and can make everyone feel a little more comfortable, a little more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone starts to kind of be on the same page just by walking in and sharing this experience with the music,
mm-hmm.
and so we try to thoughtfully bring the arts and the talking together, which, you know, the discussions in and of themselves are an art form as well, leading us all to a point where in the second half we open up the discussion, mm-hmm. and answer questions and talk about things, and it's exciting for me because I'm an artist. And I have been I've always felt that by being an artist, I'm in my most helpful place in my life.
Just so you know, in case you don't know Chantal, that's Chantal's voice.
This is Chantal DeGroat, and I am an artist. Hi, Chantal. But it gives me a chance to feel like I can contribute to the conversation, too. I am not an expert,
right.
but I feel like somehow by bringing in art and other people who are very experienced in talking about race and poverty and gender and mental health and disabilities, like all these things, when we bring it together, something really big happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have to also keep remembering, like, we're experts in our own lives, and you're a woman of color, so you've experienced things, you know, that you are courageous and generous enough to share, and in the hope of expanding the conversation, and it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we all, in order to join the conversation, every single one of us puts something on the line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Lily is white.
Yes, I am.
She's like,
ooh, me too.
Gorgeous, with the blue eyes and brown hair. But we all, but in order to show up, it's a little bit scary, I think, for everybody.
Yep.
We all have something on the line, and that's what makes it okay as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're all walking through the door. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're all going to walk back out and have learned something and have something to think about for our own lives to radiate forward.
Absolutely.
And in the end, it's about what changes do we make? What growth do we make? And
Absolutely.
We will have a resource list for folks. Check out this podcast, read this book, read this article, follow this writer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do all want to keep going.
Yeah.
It's so interesting because the way you're doing the project is incredible. And I see you as two very thoughtful women, very open-hearted, you know, making change, you know, in a methodical way. And then I hear a story coming in to town to do this interview on NPR about mistreatment of a person of color. And it's how do you, I get really upset, and I'm sure you do too,
is
to try to deal with the anger around these inequities that can lead to death, and then to maintain a composure for the conversation, because, I mean, do people get angry at these events? I mean, there's a lot of emotion. This is a very big issue.
There is a lot of emotion, for good reason. And we do our best to try to maintain a safe space where people can feel comfortable expressing that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to stay bottled. It doesn't have to be quieted and moved on to the next person. It is a place to come and talk about those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I'm really excited about for having Kevin as the person we're interviewing is he's so proactive in his way of talking about these issues that are real and scary and deadly, but he has a way of contextualizing them, talking about them, and getting the conversation to a place where we're really thinking about active things we all can do to move forward, which I think in these times, I know for myself, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I want a concrete idea of something we can do, something I can do to help change the culture, because it needs to be changed.
Yeah, I think actually, and as I think about even hearing that story today, I think, you know, anger is a secondary emotion. It covers something up usually. And in my case, I think it's sadness and powerlessness of this life being extinguished so unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot at play.
Yeah, the thing about the feeling of powerlessness and hopelessness, it can feel that way and seem that way, absolutely. But reminding ourselves that those are feelings and not necessarily concrete things, because it isn't hopeless and we aren't powerless, but it can feel that way a lot of the time. But knowing that, okay, that's a feeling I'm having that goes on this shelf.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it can be little things from, I would say absolutely, if you are starting with yourself and how you feel, notice how you feel around certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, just become really self-aware of the ideas. They flash through our minds so quickly because they're so ingrained in all of us.
Yes.
And so just training our brain to click in and hear those thoughts is a big piece.
Mm-hmm.
And if we feel uncomfortable with someone or angry or upset or afraid or confused, register that. I think that's the biggest piece that mm-hmm. anybody can do. And before having to, you know, go out and join groups and try to change the world, start there and then see where that takes you.
Yeah, it reminds me when what you're talking about, just staying curious. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yeah, that's weird. I got uncomfortable. What happened? Mm-hmm. What's that about?
Mm-hmm. And without judging yourself, right. too. Because I think we blame ourselves and the shame that we feel keeps us from thinking, oh, there is something I can do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hopelessness, that feeling of hopelessness keeps us complacent. It mm-hmm. gives us a reason to not do anything.
Right.
And doing, I think a lot of times, is in the mind and in the heart. There's mm-hmm. a lot of doing there. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and sign up for college courses on race.
Right.
Do that if you're
right.
interested in that. But yeah, it's very tangible, and I think a lot easier in some senses than it has been traditionally painted to be, because it has been really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But we're moving. The wheel is cranking forward.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I completely agree
it
with
is.
That. You know, and it feels like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
I don't swim.
Well, and another active thing you can do is come to our event.
Right.
Come to the event.
What's Race Got to Do with It on Monday, July 11th? It's at the Imago Theater Space at 17 Southeast 8th Avenue. It is free. All of our events will always be free.
And then the rest of the upcoming events will also be on the website.
Mm-hmm.
That is www.thecolorofnowpdx.com.
That's correct.
And I'm assuming there might be a way for people to contact you if they want more information or wanted
That's
to
right.
make a donation
Absolutely.
Or anything along those lines.
All that info's on the website.
Yep, all the info's on the website. And a lot of the talk these days has been in the theater world
mm-hmm.
about how do we make it more diverse, how do we talk to each other. And I just wanted to thank Third Rail Repertory Theater mm-hmm. for bringing us in.
Yes.
And I know that Artist Repertory Theater has been spreading the word as well.
Thank you.
The
and
August Wilson Red Door Project is in the building. It's one of the organizations.
We are all connected. So come to our event. Come to the next event.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's just stay connected.
Stay in touch.
Yes. Stay in conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Susanna.